Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming DCI investigating death at Campbell County Jail. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 35-year-old man who was arrested on felony drug charges on November 22nd died while detained at the Campbell County Detention Center. Sheriff Scott Matheny said the death occurred in the early morning hours last Thursday and couldn't comment further. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the investigation. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum identified the man as Kenneth R. Dura. Wallum said an autopsy was performed and he is awaiting the toxicology report before commenting further. The Region 1 commander for Wyoming DCI, Matt Waldock, who is overseeing the investigation, did not respond to Basin Radio's request for comment on Friday morning. Dura was arrested after a two-hour standoff with Gillette police officers on November 22nd while they were trying to execute an active arrest warrant at his residence on Poplar Avenue. According to Gillette Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, they used the special response team as a precaution. He was unwilling to exit the residence, so negotiators talked to him by phone. At approximately 4 p.m., Dura was taken into custody. During a search, they located 1/2 ounce of cocaine, a small amount of marijuana, and a Smith & Wesson 9mm handgun. Officers suspected Dura had ingested drugs, possibly cocaine, prior to the arrest, so he was taken to the hospital for evaluation, released by medical staff, and then was transferred to the detention center around 10:30 p.m. Wasson said he was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor of a controlled substance, and felony possession of a firearm. The investigation is ongoing. The Wyoming Department of Health is encouraging people to learn about their personal diabetes risk through a screening process. Amber Nolte, Chronic Disease Prevention Program Manager with the department, said around 1 in 3 adults in Wyoming are at high risk of prediabetes, which can lead to type 2 diabetes, according to the release from the Wyoming Department of Health. Prediabetes is when a person's blood sugar is high, but not high enough to be type 2. An estimated 80% of people who already have prediabetes or who are at risk don't know it, Nolte said. She said there's a simple screening process that can be done online to assess their risk for prediabetes. Nolte continued by saying, "The good news is prediabetes can often be reversible. In many cases, a simple lifestyle change can greatly improve your chances of preventing type 2 diabetes." She said type 2 is a serious health condition which can lead to higher risk of heart attack, stroke, blindness, kidney failure, and loss of toes, feet, or legs. To take the prediabetes test, visit findoutwy.org. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.